This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. The Photo Focus Biennial is a month-long celebration of photography and lens-based art in Cincinnati, as local artists join with artists from across the country to engage and enrich the community through photography and film. Joining us to discuss this year's Photo Focus are Executive Director Mary Ellen Gokey and Artistic Director and Curator Kevin Moore, along with photographer Rick Guidotti and founder and director of Positive Exposures, and photojournalist and author Michael E. Keating, who is joining us on the phone. You can call in at 513-419-7100 or email us talk@wvxu.org. You also can find us on Facebook and Twitter. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Good afternoon. Hello.
Glad to have you all here. Michael, are you there? All right. Good to have everybody here. Let's start out, and Mary Ellen, we'll start with you. Tell us what Photo Focus Biennial is.
Well, it was established in 2012 was our inaugural year, and Photo Focus is a city regional-wide celebration of photography, wherein Photo Focus helps support existing fine art institutions, visual art, university galleries with grants, some smaller, some larger, to help present photography exhibitions here in the city. We have over 50 sites participating this year. And we have over 33 institutions, nonprofits that we've helped support and fund to put on the photography exhibitions and programs.
Kevin, why don't you talk a little bit about how you choose who's going to be in the show?
Well, frankly, I'm from out of town. I'm from New York, and I have very little to do with the larger scope of the selection process. Maybe Marilyn, you want to answer that first.
Well, overall, we have an application process that begins in the off year, which we call the odd year. So beginning, for example, in 2015, we will begin to put our application form together, ask institutions to present ideas on photo-based, lens-based exhibitions. And then we have a committee who goes through those applications, and we determine funding, and then those are announced at the end of that year, and then we proceed to pull together a program. What we've done here in 2014 is expanded that model to include 6 exhibitions, which Kevin has curated. Many of them, for the most part, they take place in the heart of the city, in downtown and over the Rhine, and they bring forward some interesting currents in photography today, but they also put photography in dialogue with its past. And Kevin has presented a great program that begins October 8th at Memorial Hall, runs for 4 days, October 8th to October 12th, where artists, curators, critics will come in and discuss these programs that Kevin's put together.
Tell us about them.
So, yes, photography and dialogue. It's about photography's relationship to other media, film and sculpture and video and this and that. So probably the show to discuss first is at the Contemporary Arts Center, the show of Swiss artists Tayona Rato and Nico Krebs. This is their first big museum exhibition in the United States. And their work in particular, it's an exhibition of photography, but it's also 2 films, sound piece, sculptures. So and this kind of set the theme, and then we branched out from there and decided who else is important or emerging. What are the kinds of exhibitions can we create in these alternative spaces? They're mostly in over the Rhine shopfront spaces we've taken on, white cubed them, made them into art spaces for the duration of the month. So we've got a show of David Benjamin Sherry, who's a young landscape photographer, and we're putting his work in conversation with old masters by Ansel Adams and Edward Weston and these greats of American landscape photography. And then also a show of Vivian Meyer, who was kind of a sensation when her negatives were discovered about 10 years ago. And no one knew, she was a nanny her whole life, but no one knew that she had been actually a very passionate private photographer. So it's a show of her work.
And that was street photography, right?
Yeah, mostly in Chicago and New York City. A lot of self-portraits. She's kind of one of the original selfie photographers. It'll be a mix of mostly the self-portraits, but with these kind of surreptitious pictures of other women on the street. So it'll be an interesting blend of her portraits of herself and other people. And then we have an exhibition, which is a film exhibition at Lightbourne Studios, called screenings, and that first debuted in Los Angeles in April at Paris Photo Los Angeles, and it'll be here in this venue, exactly the same lineup of 12 art films that all kind of reference art photography in some way. And then a complimentary show called Stills, which is still photography, but from the point of view of still photography trying to be cinematic or sequential and that sort of thing. And then we also have an Instagram exhibition called Photogram at Art Hub, which is an exhibition anyone can join by simply using the hashtag PhotoFocus2014.
There's a lot going on. Rick, what's your role?
Hey, well, this is very exciting, all this great news. I'm actually running a nonprofit organization called Positive Exposure. I'm a fashion photographer based in New York City. I also lived in Europe for several years. And just after working in the photography industry, in the fashion industry for so many years, being told who was beautiful. I was told who the model of the moment was, who I had to work with. And worked with lots of great models, lots of great magazines, and lots of great clients, and living in Paris as well as Milan. I was just always so frustrated. Because I was told who was beautiful. I didn't see beauty just on covers of magazines, though. I saw beauty everywhere as an artist. And so I started working with individuals living with genetic differences. The initial difference was kids with living with albinism, or albino was the common word. And seeing beauty in this difference and witnessing and experiencing that transformation when an individual is given the freedom to see themselves as beautiful. And to watch this incredible, incredible transformation where this person becomes empowered and then becomes an advocate to change the way the world sees their difference through their image and through their advocacy initiatives. So I've created this exhibition called Positive Exposure, The Spirit of Difference, starting with the Life magazine spread that premiered in June 1998 called Redefining Beauty. And then I started working with individuals living with the many different genetic conditions. So this exhibition that's at the Art Institute will be a collection of kind of newer images, but images of individuals living with a variety of differences, but not being identified as a disease or diagnosis, but as a human being.
Seeing, are they often willing to have their pictures taken?
Oh, my goodness, willing. They're like, Dad, it's just trying to shine a light on these kids. And they're like, ta-da! They're so often they're represented in the media as victims, so often represented in medical textbooks as the photograph of a child up against a wall in a doctor's office in their underwear with the black bar across their eyes. These images actually provide opportunities for individuals to be seen as human beings, to recognize the beauty in their diversity, and for the rest of the community to come and witness and experience these images firsthand and these characters firsthand to see around what we all see that's different. We see around that diversity to what we all share, which of course is humanity.
Michael, what are you doing this year?
Well, first of all, Marianne, this is just a wonderful, wonderful time for Cincinnati to be able to bring this amount of quality photography and visual arts together in this city. So I can't say enough for what Photo Focus does from the standpoint of giving a platform to see and experience internationally, nationally, and regionally. Now, I'm just a local boy. I don't have my New York branding on here, but I'm doing a show based off of a book that I did last year called Cincinnati Shadow and Light, and I'll be doing a one-man show at the Kennedy Heights Arts Center that starts on October 4th. And there's photographs from that book. About 90% of the photographs are in that book. Were amassed over my time as a photojournalist for the Cincinnati Inquirer. So people who are familiar with the book, this will give them a chance to actually look at real-life prints in an exhibit hall. But I also want to say here, too, that there are some tremendous locally driven projects like Global Focus, which will be out at Xavier University, has 27 local photographers in it, and a wonderful collection that will be up at Hebrew Union College that features the work of Dan Ransohoff, and I am so sorry to say this, another gentleman who I do not know or can't recall offhand here. I know what Dan Ransohoff's work looks like. It would have fit in any era in any national publication like Life or Look magazine back in the day. So that's where I'm coming from. And then over at Northern Kentucky University, because we reach out far across the wide expanse of the Ohio River there. Northern Kentucky is bringing in two internationally known photographers from the National Geographic, Michael Nick Nichols and Joel Sartori. And they're going to have back-to-back lectures on October 15th and 16th exhibiting and also exhibiting their work there. And Sartori's work has a real Cincinnati connection in as much as this huge project he's working on called the Photo Ark is documenting vanishing species of animals throughout the world. And if I think I'm sort of correct here, and sort of correct is okay, I think, for radio, right?
I'll trust you.
I believe there's 28 species of animals that exist nowhere else in the United or in the world other than at the Cincinnati Zoo. And Joel has spent a great amount of time at the zoo documenting those, along with all the travels throughout the world. So it's going to be an impressive time and a good Cincinnati connection there.
Mary Ellen, who's the audience for this? Who comes out to see all of the photos?
Well, I'd first like to follow up on Michael's mention of the Skirball Museum exhibition, which is really one that we're very excited about. That's opening on it opens on October 22nd. That exhibition includes work by George Rosenthal, Danny Ransohoff, and Ben Rosen, and it's documenting Cincinnati's neighborhoods. And those three photographers were quite driven in their interest and the quality of what they produced during the 20th century here. I think overall, when we look at the audience for Photo Focus, we look that there's photography is, in a sense, the art medium of our time. It's incredibly accessible. It's ubiquitous in one regard, but there are universal levels of quality and composition, which I think can be revealed as we try to do with Photo Focus and pointing forward what those criteria are, where people can go to find emerging artists, and then also hark back to historic photographers who are without comparison. For example, at the Taft Museum, we have an exhibition, Paris Night and Day, with his 20th century French photographers, starting with Eugène Ager all the way to Man Ray. So we try to provide both a historic foothold for people to look at the history of photography and then also bring about some contemporary comparisons. Along with that, it's a celebration really of the region, the great art institutions that have existed here. In the case of the Art Museum, since 1881, they began, they have over a huge department of photography now. The curator, Brian Scholes, has put together a terrific show called Eyes on the Street. That will be opening on October 12th. So I think it's a great celebration of the arts here. And there are, of course, many patrons of the arts organizations that exist here. But it's also opening to a wider audience, perhaps, people who may not have been drawn in by some of the other media, but photography is somewhat of a foothold into the art world now.
With the two of you here from New York, are you anticipating that people will come from farther away than just Cincinnati to see the works?
People often ask me that question. I think when I'm thinking of these shows we're creating here, the audience really is Cincinnati, but people are getting on planes to come. Some people are in the program October 8th to 12th. They're speaking. Jeff Rosenheim is a curator at the Metropolitan Museum. John Waters is going to be here doing a performance on Saturday night, a curator from the Art Institute of Chicago, Elizabeth Siegel. A couple of the artists, David Benjamin Sherry, is going to be here, for example. I think what's interesting is the way in which something can be both local for a local community and can also have an impact on a larger world, larger art world. And for a lot of these people, having exhibitions, for example, I think, you know, it's a big deal for the Swiss artists Onorato and Krebs to have a show in Cincinnati at the Contemporary Art Center. It's a big deal for David Sherry to have a show here. It helps their careers.
And it's a huge event. Huge event. And I don't think just national. I think it has international attention as well. There's a lot of satellite beams going out. People are buzzing about this all over the world at the moment. So I think it's going to be huge.
Really? So it's heard. Michael, do you find that people are coming to see you work and they're not from just Cincinnati?
Well, I can't speak to it because I'm not that familiar with exactly who might be coming. But what I do know is in the past that has been true, and we can only think that it will go forward. I mean, this is like right now. I don't know that there's someplace else that has this sort of concentration of what will be available here to be seen anywhere in the country for this short amount of time. Just amazing to be able to bring all of these artists together and really, it's like a smorgasbord here. If you want a piece of art, if you want a piece of documentary, if you want a piece of interpretive, photojournalism or advocacy, all of these things are around. And I really love what Rick was talking about with the positive exposure, that concept of showing these people who are too often dismissed as a fact or a victim or that sort of way, to give them voice and to be able to let them show their pride in themselves that they have. I just think that's a wonderful opportunity. And again, too, this Vivian Meyer show may be in that category of see it before it disappears, because there's all sorts of legal wranglings about who owns those images. And,
which came up after we selected this exhibition. It's interesting timing, yes.
Is that because they were just found and not left to
There's I don't know if we should go all into this, but there's a sort of court case about the ownership or who owns the estate. And
but
this
there's
has
no,
just come up.
But there's no fear that they'll be here? They will be here,
no,
as far as you know?
They'll be here, and her gallerist will be here as well, Howard Greenberg, as part of the panel discussion
now.
On her work. So, yes.
Exactly. Wonderful opportunity to see that.
Ooh. Rick, you were talking about the idea that so many people here would get to see the work, but it is internationally known. What are you hearing? Who are you hearing from internationally?
Well, I just came back from Europe, and I'm actually going back again on Monday. And I was in at an art gallery in Amsterdam called Foam, the Foam Gallery, and they've actually already commented on Photo Focus, and they were telling me, like, well, we're doing a piece of positive exposure in this, and they saw that there was an announcement there. So people are here. Galleries around the world are actually that this. This is a huge event, especially if you're a collector or you have interest in the visual image. This is a big event, and it's curated and it's put together, and it's a beautiful package that's actually, I don't think, exists anywhere in the world. There are several photographic exhibitions and kind of festivals, but this is so comprehensive and far reaching that I think it has such soul and such depth to it, though, that it's invited positive exposure to come and present the beauty in human diversity. And then we have so many other stories, and there's a lot going on here. It's a very special event.
I do want to remind you, if you have a question, we're so into the discussion, I forgot to let you know. The phone number is 513-419-7100, or email us talk@wvxu.org if you have a question about Photo Focus today. We'd be happy to answer those for you. How did it end up in Cincinnati? But there's this big event then, Mary Ellen. How did it come about?
Well, it was the brainchild of our founder, Thomas Schiff, who is a photographer, as well as he has been a photography collector and a supporter of the arts here in Cincinnati. And about 5 or 6 years ago, James Crump was hired as the first curator of photography in a designated photography department at the Cincinnati Art Museum. And through a conversation between James and Tom, they said, what if we were to put together a biennial photography fair, so to speak, in Cincinnati? So that's really actually the roots of it, the beginning. We are a nonprofit, 501c3. We are a funding organization, but we also provide funds for curators, artists, nonprofit organizations who have programs and have exhibitions that we think will sort of bring about an overall view of what's going on in photography.
In looking, you call it photography, but lens-based. What's lens-based that's not photography?
Film, video.
Is it okay, so video, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, good, because I kept going, I'm not quite sure what that means. That's great. So,
you know, Marianne, mm-hmm. I think that, again, that idea that something can have its the essence in the beginning of it and watch it germinate locally and grow into this kind of thing is a real testament to what it has been over the years that it continues to grow. And again, I think that, you know, that's big time thinking locally and putting it out there and making it happen. And Tom is to be applauded for that.
Is it the type of event where people can purchase the photography as well, or is it strictly display?
You can purchase through the commercial galleries. We have a number who are participating. There was a terrific opening last Friday night at the Carl Solway Gallery. Phyllis Weston Gallery is also presenting a terrific show. You can go directly to those galleries and purchase the work, obviously. Or if you do find work in any one of the other Photo Focus sponsored nonprofit exhibitions, we can put you in touch with the gallerist or the gallery, wherever they may be, that can direct you to how to purchase that work. But we ourselves aren't directly involved in that.
Now, you do have, of course, the special events, the John Waters that people need tickets for. Otherwise, do they need tickets to get in? How do they go to, how do you get to see?
Many of these exhibitions are free and open to the public. For example, the selection down in Over the Rhine, the exhibitions there are both at 15th and Elm, 14th and Elm. Those storefront galleries are free and open to the public. For the programming from October 8th to 12th, we do have a passport program. The passports start at $25. They give you access to all of the programming for 4.5 days at Memorial Hall. They also provide you for students, it's $15, excuse me, for that passport level. For the other passport level we still have available is the $75 Zoom level passport. And that allows you to not only go to all the programming, which includes the talk on Civil War photography by the head of the Metropolitan Museum's photography department on Friday night, October the 10th. It also gives you access to John Waters. All of this is $75, and that includes going to opening receptions at the Taft and the Art Museum.
Thank you all for being here. There's so much more to talk about, but time's up. I appreciate you so much for coming in today. Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been talking about Photo Focus Biennial. My guest today were Executive Director Mary Ellen Gokey and Artistic Director and Curator Kevin Moore, along with photographer Rick Guidotti, founder and director of Positive Exposures, and photojournalist and author Michael E. Keating. Producer for today's program was Pete Reitmeier. Today's technical director was Rick Andrus. We also had help today from Kevin Reynolds. Our engineering staff is Don Danko, Bill Dean, and Mike Makinich. Archives of our program are available on our website, wvxu.org. I'm Marianne Zalesnik.